After the fall of the Soviet Union, Ukraine worked hard to modernize its power system, disconnect from Russia's grid, and hook into Europe's. The prospect of Russia controlling Ukraine's energy system is now a security issue for European countries linked to the Ukraine grid. Noel Schultz is the co-director of the Advanced Grid Institute, a collaboration between the Pacific Northwest National Lab and Washington State University.
That's one of the challenges in a military operation, is some of those electrical interstates will get disrupted.
Much of the grid is actually out in the open, and so determined people can actually take them out.
WSU's Anjan Bose is a member of the National Academy of Engineering and was a senior advisor to the U.S. Department of Energy during the Obama administration.
At the same time as we're doing this, you see, this threat of cybersecurity and the threat of more natural disasters.
Those same threats, cybersecurity and climate change, face the aging U.S. grid. And Northwest experts are in the forefront of both. Schultz says the new generation of workers need to understand both smart grids and cybersecurity.
So we just want to make sure we have the workforce of tomorrow to solve these problems, to create the microgrids that provide resiliency.
A big focus of the U.S. infrastructure plan is modernizing the grid, a system that began in the age of Thomas Edison. I'm Anna King.